When I was a kid, Heinz ketchup, I don't know if the commercial still exists nowadays. Tell me if I'm wrong or if it exists or not. But when I was a kid, the commercial for Heinz ketchup went as follows. It used to have, there would be a guy who would put the ketchup bottle on top of the building, and then he would go and he would let it, put it on tilt, put the bottle of ketchup on a tilt, and he would run down and put his hamburger or frankfurt or whatever it is at the bottom by the lobby, by the last floor. And by the time he got down, the ketchup finally got in and went directly on the hot dog. And the caption of the commercial was, The best things come to those who wait. That was a Heinz ketchup commercial in my time. Great commercial, no? So that was a commercial, as I remember. It's probably a little bit more elaborate, that's the way that I'm describing it. But however it was, the caption always was for Heinz ketchup is, the best things come to those who wait. That concept, as the parasha will teach us, is total antithesis of this week's parasha. The Torah tells us, in commanding us, in the parasha of Korban Pesach and Matzah, which the parasha this Torah discusses at the end of this week's parasha, the pasuk says, "Ushmartem et ha-matzot." Ushmartem et ha-matzot. You have to be careful. You have to watch the matzos when they're being made. And the Rashi brings down the Mechilta that says, "Al tikre matzot ela mitzvot." Don't watch the matzah, the matzot, mem tzadi vav tav, Ella, rather read it as to watch the what? Mitzvos. What does that mean? Is that the Chazal are telling us a very important message. That a person has to, when he's performing a mitzvah, he has to do it with zealousness, with watchfulness. He has to do it not being lazy about mitzvahs, not doing things slowly, but doing things as quickly as he can. Just like we see by the matzos, in 18 minutes the matzos have to be made, so too, the mitzvah should be done with zealousness.
Alacrity.
When the Gemara tells us, when Chazal say, Al Tikri, for instance, like over here, Al Tikri Matzot, Ela Mitzvot, it's not just a nice play on words. That's not what Chazal are not just saying, oh, very cute, Matzos, Mitzvos. So Al Tikri Matzot, Ela Mitzvot is not about that. It's not just the way we read things. But really, it's a lekach, it's a message that Chazal are trying to tell us. The Medrash tells us, in Shmos Rava, the Medrash tells us that Bnei Yisrael, at this time, at the end of the Makos, they were still doing Avodah Zarah. They were still involved in Avodah Zarah. You might ask that, we see other places that they weren't doing that. It seems to be a contradiction in Drush, and I'm not going to get into it right now. However, the Medrash tells us that Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael were involved in Avodah Zarah, and Hashem tells them on Yud Nisan in this week's parasha, go take a lamb, right, and tie it to the bedpost. Make sure that everybody sees you're going to shech this animal, and you're going to put the blood on the side post, on the door post, for everybody to see. Why did Hashem do that? Why did Hashem command us to do that? And then right after that, Hashem says, also, you're going to do matzot. The mitzvah of matzot. Why? Why is that important? So the Medrash tells us, because since Klal Yisrael were involved in Avodah Zarah, Hashem said, the only way that I'm going to be able to redeem you, you have to deserve the redemption. The only way that I'm going to redeem you is if you slaughter the idol of Mitzrayim. And you give that to me. So Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, the only way that I'm going to redeem is if you do kapara for the Avir Avodah Zarah. So take that Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, shecht it in my name, and then you have done a proper tshuva. You have done what we call sur meira. You have taken yourself away from the aver that you're involved in. But that's not enough. Hashem, right after that, said, not only that, but you're going to have the mitzvah of matzah. What's the mitzvah of matzah? Matzah means what? You take the flour, you take the water, and anybody who's made matzah, if you have not yet, you will in Mirtzah Hashem in a few months here, but you can go and you take the flour and you water and you quickly are what? You're kneading the dough. And after you knead the dough, it becomes dough, you're still going to make the dough and you're going to take these rollers and you're going to roll the dough and you're going to put it quickly into the oven. Everything happening within 18 minutes. Why does it have to happen so fast? Because the Torah is telling us something. Al tikre matzos ela mitzvos. Shmartem es matzos. Al tikre matzos ela mitzvos. Is that Hashem is telling us, you know how you have to do mitzvos? I'm giving you the first commandment. You're no longer allowed to worship idols anymore. Now what do you have to do? You have to take that idol, you have to slaughter it, and use it in the service of Hashem. That's sur meira. That's going away, shying away from evil. But it's not all in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, you also have to have a what? An aseh tov. You have to do something positive. So Hashem gives us the mitzvah of matzah. He's telling us a lesson. How do you serve Hashem? You serve Hashem in two ways. A sur meira, part of tshuva is taking yourself away from past evil deeds. And then there's the aseh tov. You go and you do a mitzvah. You go and you make matzah and you eat matzah. How do you do a mitzvah? How do you do a mitzvah? The same way you make matzah. Al tikre matzot ela mitzvot. Is that you have to serve Hashem na'aseh tov with zealousness. Is that when something comes your way, a mitzvah comes your way, you can't be lazy about it. You can't just be, sit back and say, I'll do it later, and you push it off to later. No! This is the same way that you approach the mitzvah of matzah, that's how you approach the other mitzvahs in the Torah. That we have to go and we take the matzah and we go and we do it very, very quickly. That's how we accomplish the mitzvahs with zealousness. And that's not just a lesson in matzah, that's not just a lesson in Pesach, but it's not a coincidence that these were the first two mitzvahs that we were given, except for Kiddushah Chodesh. But in terms of actualizing the mitzvahs right now, there are two mitzvahs that we have. We have the Korban Pesach and we have the Matzah. Because there's a lekach, there's a message in these two mitzvahs. Is that the Sur Meira, right away, as soon as you realize you're doing something wrong, you have to disconnect from that. And then when you're ready for the Aseh Tov has to also be at the first time you're able to do it. As we can't live our lives, Al Tikrab Matzos, Al Mitzos, we have to live our lives doing mitzvahs, but doing them with a zealousness. Doing them through and through and doing them quickly. Why? Because the Torah, the Chazal teach us, and the Sfarim teach us, that one of the biggest averos is that of being lazy. Of atzlut, of being lazy. Why is this so bad? I mean, why did Hashem decide to teach us this lesson with matzah? To teach us you have to do things very quickly. What's so bad about a Yetzer Hara of being laid back? The problem is that it's something that it's not discernible so well. If a person is a balgaiva, if a person is haughty, that's easy. You know that you're haughty. If you're Ka'asan, if you're somebody that gets upset all the time, so you know it's a bad thing to be upset, it's a bad thing to hate, it's a bad thing to be jealous. But if a person is a little bit more laid back and he doesn't take mitzvos as quickly as he can and does them as quickly as he can, so that allows him to have his mind just wander. And a person might ask, what's so bad about that? What's so bad if my mind wanders? The problem is if a person's mind wanders and he just allows himself to sit and chill for too long, unless of course it's productive chilling. But if a person is taking time and just slow to do everything and letting his mind wander all the time, so then it lends itself to thinking about things that are not healthy, things that are anti-Torah, things that are just not good for us to be thinking about. And I'll prove it to you. There's no such thing as a person just says, if I ask you, what are you thinking about now? Ross, what are you thinking about right now? To say nothing, I don't really believe this. It's not possible that a person is just thinking about nothing. I'll prove it to you. Because when you have a person sleeping, what happens? He dreams. What is he dreaming about? Don't tell me what you were dreaming about, but what was he dreaming about? Dreaming about different things at night. Right? And your mind is always working. Mind is never not working. The problem is if we don't take the message of matzah properly, if we don't take the message of Pesach and really the message of Parshas Bo right now this week, so we tend to disconnect ourselves to Torah and we just start thinking about other things. So the Chazal tell us, no, Al Tikri Matzah Al Mitzvos is that the way Hashem commanded us to do matzah, that we do it quickly, we're always involved in it, we don't have a second to spare, that's how we have to attack the Aseh Tov, attack the mitzvos. And it should be Mitzvah Hashem, we should take this lekach, we should take this message with us. And this week, these weeks of Shmos, Ve'era, Bol, B'Shalach, it's not just historical books. These are things that we get, messages that we can take with us. And we see it in, we see it every week, in day in and day out. We even see with some guys, day in and day out. When they wake up, they have a break, they're straight in Seder. Sammy Smigel, for instance. One of my proudest of Talmidim here, who goes every single day, in and out. You have a break? You need a break. I'm not saying a person doesn't need time off. But when that time off is given, and then you come back to take it, you come straight ready to serve Hashem. It should be a lesson for all of us. Al tikrei matzot el mitzvos. We should be able to approach our avodas Hashem the same way we approach making matzah. Quickly and without delay. Have a good Shabbos.